Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows, and I am Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Today in Bajan History, 22nd August 1973. Death of the revered Landship Commander Leon Marshall. On 22nd August 1973, the much revered Commander Leon Marshall died. He was Lord High Admiral of the Fleet with 11 landships, some 100 members strong. Born in November 1906 in St. Andrew, at 19 years, Marshall moved to Bridgetown. He worked at Wabisco, the West Indian Biscuit Company, where he baked, then supervised the baking of, for example, the popular Shirley biscuits. However, it is within landships, the socio-cultural communities of the working class and poor, that Marshall made his mark. In the 1930s, he was a member of the landship in Eagle Hall. He especially enjoyed the discipline, rules, and regulations. He then joined the BLS Cornwall in Carrington's Village, where he rose to the rank of commander. In 1953, Marshall led landships in the Coronation Parade, and in 1958, he led landships in the Federal Parade. And on 30th November 1966, he led several landships with adult male and female crews in the inaugural Barbados Independence Parade. Marshall transformed landship maneuvers. An accomplished dancer, he reintroduced the dancing of the maypole to the fleet. Today, the maypole remains the signature maneuver of landships. On 30th November 1972, Marshall was awarded the highest landship honor, the title of Lord High Admiral of the Fleet. For the Independence Day Parade, 11 landships were afloat. The BLS Cornwall, BLS Indefatigable, BLS Iron Duke, and BLS Queen Mary of St. Michael. There was also the BLS Director and BLS New Goal of St. Thomas, BLS Duke of York and BLS Rodney of St. Philip, BLS Queen Victoria of St. Peter, and the BLS Vanguard of St. Joseph. And Lord High Admiral Marshall led all landships for the march past. Prime Minister Errol Walton Barrow took the salute. The death of Marshall was a shock to landships. The communities were thrown into deep mourning with a visible outpouring of emotion. For the funeral, the Barbados Regiment provided a horse-drawn carriage that bore his cortege through Bridgetown into Westbury Cemetery. Landships, dressed in mourning colors, with hands on hearts, tuckbands playing a dirge, solemnly followed. And for years after his death, landships paid tribute to Marshall, conducting many rituals at his grave. Two fitting memorials to Marshall have been struck. In 1975, Prime Minister Barrow designated that a Coast Guard vessel be named in his honor. In November 2016, the Barbados General Post Office launched a special stamp issue for landships. Marshall was accorded a stamp in his honor.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.